With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk featuring Catherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturel, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album, Autumn, and Ultimate Air Shuttle. Now, here's Catherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Good morning, everyone, and we're so excited. We have two wonderful guests this morning, and the first one is sitting across from me, and she's such a gorgeous blonde. Her name is Beth Stewart, and the name of her new book, she's an author first, or new author. She's a radio host with her own radio show on multiple times. Uh-oh, hold on a second. We have a phone call that we have to take. Just a second. Hey, Carrie Wollum, do you want to be on our show today? All right. Well, we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and we're praying for your brother. And we hope he's all right. Is he all right or getting better? All right. Okay. Well, okay, we will. This is the first time you're on radio live, and you're on the other line, and I'm talking to you. So how about that one? Okay. Merry Christmas, and we'll call you after the show. Thanks, honey. Bye. Well, folks, this is a very good friend of mine who unfortunately couldn't be on this morning. His name is Carrie Wollum. He's a producer, director, and he has the company Luck Films with Willie Nelson, and he has put out quite a few films, and his brother was hit by a motorcycle. Or no, not hit by a motorcycle. He was on the motorcycle and was hit and thrown 50 feet. We want you to keep him in your prayers.
Yeah.
Right, Beth?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. I've done a lot of different things over the years with Carrie, Beth, and he's such a sweetheart. But Beth is with us today. She, how long did it take you to write Dreams Never Expire?
Well, Catherine, I had a privilege of having a friend that is a publisher and owns a publishing company. So when I actually first started writing, I just really prayed, what, God, how can I inspire your people to pick up those dreams that they've just laid down? So I just started writing. You know, nothing, I really wasn't even sure I was going to put it into a book. But then all the connections came, and I would say approximately 6 months that it took me to actually write this book. And I just had some incredible... Writing the book is not always the hardest part. It's putting it all together, you know, getting it to where the people get it. You know, your goal to me with writing my book was to help people. How can this help? Whether you're 9 or 99, God has given you dreams that are meant to be fulfilled. And that was my goal, is I don't care how young you are, how old you are, don't ever give up.
Now, you have been ministering, not as a parish, but as a motivational not a motivational speaker, a Christian speaker, basically.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's an evangelist calling,
right?
I mean, if you want to call it that. I don't really care about titles, but I have gone to women's groups, conferences. I even preach to the IRS employees. I mean, I do their meetings sometimes just to encourage
and
them.
How did you get started in it? What did you do before this?
Well, I was a school teacher.
You were.
I was an elementary school teacher, and I just always felt, you know, a call of God on my life from the time I was young, maybe in my teenage years. And I just started out teaching children's church, vacation Bible schools. I would teach women's classes. I helped build, you know, Home for Lives and would get involved in orphanages and just kind of like one thing led to another. Then people start inviting me to come to their churches or to their events or book clubs or, you know, so it all led up to basically just slow, you know, it wasn't really my goal. This really wasn't how I expected it all to land. But, you know, God is so faithful that if you're faithful over the little things, he'll promote you into where you're supposed to be.
And that's for sure. You know, I remember when I first got married to my second husband, and we talked about that. I started teaching, and I actually, because we moved around so much, he had to be a sub. So I would go in and not just sit and watch the kids. I actually did the lesson plans and everything. So I do know, and I grew up with a bunch of teachers in my family. My mother was one. My uncles were Jesuit priests that were teachers. So I had all these teachers around me. So it was kind of, it came natural, and I loved kids. So I think that has a lot to do with it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you're such a vibrant person, and you're so exciting when you meet you that, you know, and I think that everyone, in a sense, is an evangelist. If they want to be, if
Absolutely.
They believe in Christ, if they want to spread the word. And, you know, I always, you know, actually when I was very young and still in high school, Beth, the nuns wanted me to become a nun.
Oh.
Right? And so I talked to my parish priest and he said, Kath, no way. No way, sweetie, you're not going to be a nun. But my best friend, when we were 18, when we were just graduating from high school, and she and I were so close. Her name is Sister Mary Bernadette, by the way. And she's a Comboni nun. She's a missionary nun, Italian order. She said, Catherine, I'm leaving. I said, what? She said, I'm leaving. And I went, you're not leaving me. And she said, no, I'm becoming a nun. I said, you're crazy. She said, no. So today she is she's head of her order out of Virginia. And I'm going to give her a call next week when she gets back. She went to Italy. And so I'm surrounded by a lot of ministry work. So how long have you been doing it now?
Well, in some capacity, I would say 25 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, in some capacity, whether it was with the children or whether it's with the adult classes. I believe that the teaching gift has always been in me, but I was a school teacher. I love children like you. But, you know, God, like your friend that's a nun, I believe you're right. We all are called. The Great Commission is go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And I believe that God does it the way we are individually wired. You know, you're doing it in your own way. And I think one of the biggest things people need to quit doing is trying to be like anybody else. Do it your own way, the way God has wired you. Stay in your lane. I know so many of my friends, they get frustrated, and I think it's because they look at the big people like Joel Osteen's or, you know, these big ministries, but you've got to just do what you're supposed to do or you're not going to be happy.
And on that note, let's give where people can buy Dreams Never Expire.
Okay, they can go to Amazon, and you can get it also on my website, and that's BethStewartMinistries.com, and that's STEWART. You can order it there.
And you can also check out our website at LetsJustTalkRadio.com.
That's right.
And we're streaming all the time. And so anyhow, we'll be right back. We'll be right back on Catherine Rager's Let's Just Talk.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
There is something ominous on the horizon which will affect the whole world. In the recently published book, Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Rebuilds, author Dan Perkins takes you on an oh-my-gosh ride that will take your breath away, because you'll swear it isn't true while you hope and pray it never happens. But know in your heart, it might be happening now. Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Rebuilds, is book two in this incredible trilogy that's been pulled from the headlines while being explored by the author. Can it be true? Free some time on your schedule, because once you begin reading, you won't be able to put it down. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Rebuilds, is available at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com. Read a teaser at DanPerkins@Sanibel.com. Author Dan Perkins is a noted author, speaker, and registered investment advisor with more than 40 years' experience in the business world. He's available for speaking engagements as well. To contact him or to find out more about his fantastic new book, go to DanPerkins@SanibeL.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cup on the baggie, spread the cup over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Back to the show. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. Christian Talk 1160 WCBS.
We are back, and I'm really excited because, Beth, I want you to meet one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's such a great person. First of all, he's retired from being the president, international president of U.S. Shoe Company in China. Mm. He started a recycling company with another friend of ours that would save the world from all the plastic bags that China and everybody had. But not only that, he's such a great person, but he's also a poet. Do you love it?
I love it.
And Beth, I want you to meet Beth Stewart. She's a gorgeous blonde. Now, don't get any ideas, Norton. She's married. Sorry.
They only were younger.
Right. And he's got such a great voice for radio. He's done some old-fashioned radio shows with me. He's really good, aren't you?
I don't know how good I am, but I let the new blonde tell me.
Right. Well, she just wrote a book, Dreams Never Expire.
Oh, I like the title. And I'm going to find out where can I get it?
We're going to get you a copy, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll get you a copy.
But I want you to meet her because, you know, and all the other people at the Kenwood Star to meet her. Because she's tell him what you do.
Well, I do a lot of different things. I do a lot of ministry. I do some speaking engagements. I have a radio show myself. I write books. Well, I wrote one. I'm on my second one. But you got to start somewhere, right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
That's why, like in my book, Dreams Never Expires, because I believe that whether you're 9 or 99, it makes no difference. If you're breathing and you're alive, there's a dream to be fulfilled inside all of us.
Well, that's a great philosophy.
And it's true.
I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thank you.
And you need to meet her, too. She's really a cutie.
Oh, would you stop? I'm glad this is radio and not TV.
You have to get to know Norton and appreciate the wonderful person he is. But let me ask you a question. When did you start writing poetry?
Well, I began writing poetry, believe it or not, during World War II when I was in the service.
Really?
Yes.
And you're going to, and since this is Hanukkah, and we're very ecumenical on this wonderful, beautiful station, and you know that my past was, my great-grandfather was Jewish.
Correct.
And I went to Israel. They paid for it. actually, the Ministry of Tourism sent me.
I remember.
Remember? And so when you read me your poem the other day, I just got really excited. So we want to hear it, Norton.
Well, I'll be happy to read it to you.
Okay.
It was written for the residents of the Kenwood Star.
Hmm.
I had noted that they came in and became stressed. And that stress comes from when you move from a beautiful home or wherever you're living, and all of a sudden you're in a new world. And so I wrote the poem, and I put it in everyone's box. And I'd like to have your audience hear it, please.
Go for it.
Yes, we want to hear it.
The name of it is The Present Moment. I don't usually title my poems, but I did title this one, The Present Moment. The seconds tick by, steadily moving on into the moment. And then the moment is gone. But another moment is there to take its place. But then, too, it is gone as quickly as it came. Life goes on one moment to the next, steadily moving forward into the future, leaving behind the past, but it is each moment in life that counts, for it is the now, and is what I am now that is the most important, for that is what shapes the future. Look forward to the future, but live the moment, for as quickly as it came, it will go, with no chance to be relived, for it is in the past. There are moments that will live in our hearts and our minds all our lives, some good, some bad. Let us reflect on these moments to learn from, but please do not dwell on them, for they are in the past. Live each moment, for it is each moment we live that is the true gift of life, a gift called the present given freely by God. That is it.
Isn't
wow,
that beautiful?
I love that. Love it.
I know. And Norton, how many other poems do you have?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know the exact number, but I would say in excess of 50.
We need to put it in a book.
I was going to say, you're the next author.
Yeah, you're the next one. We're going to put you in a book. But I heard that you were sent to The New Yorker.
Well, it was, and we don't talk about things like we don't know anything about it yet. So one of the residents who's a friend of mine here decided to send it, and so it's there, and we'll see what happens.
We're going to say a prayer for you.
Thank you, thank you. But I have one poem published.
Oh, good.
Can we hear it?
No, I don't have it handy. It was written... it was written... Sincerely, my wife died very young.
Yeah.
And it was written for her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then it was published, and that's many years ago.
Let me ask you a question. We could put music to it if you find it?
Yes. A violin was put to it and somebody else reading it at one time because I took her there, and I changed the poem after she passed away. So
right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Love to read it sometime if you'd let me, or let's put music to it. I think that would be beautiful.
Well, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay. And so I'm going to bring Beth over, and we're going to treat you to lunch. How about that?
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Yeah. That was an awesome poem. There's so much wisdom in that poem. I mean, live for the now.
Yes, that's correct. And I think there's so much stress in our world today.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And when you have reached the age, everybody here is over 65, so, and they loved it, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to hope that your listeners hear it, and those of you who are approaching the baby boomer age, it's something to think about.
Right. I think the older you get, the more you do live in the moment. You really do.
Well, you change, that's for sure.
And look at you now. You're this published author, and you're going to become very famous again. And
Yeah, he's fulfilling his dream.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, he loves flattery. He loves that flattery. He really does.
Well, you know, a minister that just passed away tragically in an airplane accident in the Bahamas said this 2 weeks before he died in this accident. He said, "If I don't give you any advice, let me give you this. Don't go to your grave empty." In other words, get out everything that's in you, whether it's a book, whether it's whatever your dreams are. Don't take them to the grave with you. Get them out while you're alive.
Yes, well, I think it's a great sentiment. I think what happens, truthfully, is sometimes when you live to be older, a reason for you staying older. And that's a theory I have. So we'll leave it at that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, Catherine. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to wish you a very happy Hanukkah.
Yeah,
it has been great so far. I had the privilege of doing a service, believe it or not, Tuesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night for 10 people who were Christian and knew nothing about Hanukkah totally.
Right.
And two beautiful children were there. And Zaki and Zoe. And it was brought me back to when I had my young children. So it was great.
Well, I have to share this with you. We were watching the Hallmark Channel last night while I was making Reese again.
Oh, goodness.
And beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, I just did three more. And it was a story about a guy that met a Jewish girl, and neither one of them had dates, and their parents were really causing, and the grandmother of the Catholic boy, she was in the hospital and she was dying, right? Oh my gosh, it was so funny. And she told her parents that he was Jewish, and he tried to do a Hanukkah service, and he didn't even know how to say the words.
I wish I had seen it. Sounds great.
I have to get you the picture, but it was really funny because he lit all the candles, and then he blew it. They lit the candles, right? And then he blew out the candles. It was really funny.
Well, as long as he knew the prayer, he probably was reading it out of a book somewhere.
Right, for sure. Well, how many more days are there of Hanukkah?
Well, there's 8 days total, and it started Tuesday night was the first, so just a few more left. And the sixth day of the candles, if you do not know and your audience doesn't know, the prayer has to refer to as love in the world. So it's one of the ones that, as my family was growing up, all the way back to my mother and father, they used to make that the big day of all of the 8 days. In other words, the children would always get a smaller gift as the days progressed. They got bigger. And the last day is usually the biggest gift. But in our family, the sixth day, because it talked about love, and love meaning respect, was the best day of all, and we got our big gift that day.
I love that.
And I carried that through totally.
Wow. I can't thank you for sharing Hanukkah with us and your beautiful, beautiful gift that you just gave everyone, all of our audience.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all of your people listening in.
Thank you so much. We'll see you very shortly within the next week before Christmas.
All right. Okay?
Happy holidays.
All right.
And we'll
bye-bye.
Be right. Bye, sweetheart. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these messages.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker, and you know, I have so many sleepless nights until I got a Gravity First Elevated Sleep System mattress. You know, it used to keep me up at night because I have acid reflux, I had heartburn. But, you know, people that have reflux with pregnancy, GERD, snoring, sinus congestion, cold and flu symptoms need a good night's sleep. So that's why the Gravity First Elevated Sleep System mattress helps you do that. Gravity First utilizes simple gravity to prevent you from being robbed of your valuable sleep. the inflatable, multi-patented design of Gravity First fits on top of any mattress or box springs and comes in four sizes, twin, full, queen, and king. And because Gravity First is inflatable, you can take it when you travel. It also allows you to sleep in any normal position, unlike short wedges or mountains of pillows. Gravity First elevates your sleep experience to a whole new level of comfort and keeps your head elevated throughout the night. Gravity First is the number one doctor-recommended lifestyle change for acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. It's also effective, used for many other health issues like allergies, snoring, sinus congestion, and pregnancy. So do what I do and go out there and get that Gravity First mattress. You'll have such a wonderful experience. Go to their website at www.gravityfirst.com. Hi, this is Katherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental lab right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile and the ability.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To eat all the foods you've been missing, give them a call today for a free, no obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062. That's 614-529-0062. Or visit IDISmile.com.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Well, we have Bess Stewart. She also wrote Dreams Never Expire, but now she's going to get to meet one of my really best friends. He is my best friend, and we were in the movie Act of Contrition together. He was the star. His name is Joe Estevez, and that he is probably one of the coolest guys you could ever meet. And I want to introduce you, Beth, to Joe Estevez. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good.
I know nothing of your book except what Catherine just talked about it, and by golly, I want to read it. Catherine, you got to get me a copy of that.
We'll get it.
And you know, you should interview her for your Catholic show, your Christian show.
All things Catholic. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the funny part, I want her to share with you how she went on radio real quick. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I had zero media radio experience, but, seek in the will of God for my life and hit a wall where I had been serving in the church and ministry in all different aspects, whether it's children or vacation Bible school, adult ministry, helping with orphanages. And, you know, you just hit that wall, and I was out at Lunkin Airport just jogging and crying out to God and saying, God, what do you want me to do next? Now, I don't believe God always speaks that way, but this day, how he spoke to me was I looked up and there was a giant billboard that advertised this radio station. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, I want you to call this station and find a slot. And I immediately said, God, you've got to be kidding me. I don't have any radio experience, but I did. And to make a long story short, I obeyed what I believed was the voice of the Lord. And here I am. And our show now reaches probably 40 nations. It goes pipes into orphanages and 40 states. And God just took it from there. But my story is obey what you believe God's telling you to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes. Yeah.
And well, that's what you did.
And God bless you. I mean, because to be in communication, there's so much bad communication out there. There's so much negativity in this world that absolutely get into evangelizing, and to get into the world and spread a good message, you know, of peace and love and brotherhood, you know, because there's so much that we have to counteract, especially in this day of age. So God bless you.
Thank
for
you.
Your work, and give yourself an attagirl. Pat yourself on the back. Good work.
Thank you. You know, I just said that on my show just the other day. I said, somebody asked, why did you get into radio? And I said, you know, there is so much negativity bombarding our airways that I just decide to counteract it with bombarding it with Jesus.
And yeah. You do the same thing with, you know, all things Catholic,
yeah,
Joe.
Absolutely. And you know, if I might bring up the Right to Life March that's every January in Washington, D.C., and a quarter of a million young people march and sing out for for the right to every human being to live, and yet it's never, ever covered on the news.
We should cover it.
National or local news stations cover it, you know. But you get violence in Ferguson, and by golly, you know, they deserve the march, but you get 50 people out there and the press covers it for 24 hours, every day of the week. Why? Because it's something that's negative and fearful. And, you know, when you're spreading love and peace and good tidings, it doesn't get press.
You know, Joe, when did you decide to do All Things Catholic? When did that happen? I mean, I know, but share that with us.
Yeah, I was hosting the Faith Film Festival in New York for DeSalle Media Group there in Brooklyn and Queens, New York. And it's something, you know, Catherine, I had this show, Hollywood Joe, you know, where I just love to just go out with the cameraman and the producer.
And by the way, you're going to be on Family Entertainment with those shows, my dear. We got it scheduled.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, though. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, they're really fun shows. So I thought I would do, so I pitched to the network there, NetTV. I said, you know, I'd like to do this, but just cover, in the title of our show, All Things Catholic. But we cover, you know, all positive, you know. It's just faith in action. And celebrating the faith. And my wife Constance produces, you know, I host, we have a number of different cameramen, but we just finished our 18th episode. We've gotten picked up for another year, and it's going great guns, and it's something that is fairly simple to do, and wow, it's really getting a lot of attention. So I'm just really happy and really pleased. And you talk, you know, Ruth, about letting yourself be guided, you know. And this was something, even 6-7 years ago, I wouldn't even dream of that of that coming into my life. But you know, when the door is there to be open, you know, you gotta understand that.
Yeah,
you gotta seize the opportunity.
So, what are you going to be doing for Christmas this year?
My wife and I are on the road. We're visiting, I have three young girls, and, we're visiting them, individually in their homes and having a mini celebration with all of those. And then my wife and I, because we've never, ever had this, we were just going to celebrate Christmas, just my wife and I, but we're going to go to midnight mass and share the day together with ourselves. You know, life has so many distractions and such, and we said this Christmas, it's going to be my wife, Constance, and I.
Well, it's going to be Bill and I, too. And then
then
we're going to go to wonderful New Orleans and see
I got a granddaughter there.
Now that I don't get to come out to California, but I'm going to be coming out to California very shortly. But, you know, when the movie comes out, Act of Contrition comes out here, Beth, we're going to do some screenings, I hope. and get the station behind it because it's a Christian movie.
Yeah, we want to support
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we want to support that a lot.
Beth, are you from Cincinnati, Beth?
Well, I have lived in this northern Kentucky area for 24 years. But I'm originally from eastern Kentucky, which is...
Okay.
She's from Dayton originally.
Okay.
Dayton, Ohio.
Well, I'm from more like Ashland, Kentucky, Huntington,
ooh,
West Virginia. More,
beautiful.
More the country mountain town.
Yeah. I love your accent.
I thought you would pick up on that.
Wow.
Down home.
Yeah.
Down home. You know... I just wanted to let you know that it's been how many years now, Joe, that when we first met, he was a judge on the first TV show that I had called Ageless Entertainers. And he flew in when he and Constance were just first married. And we took him back when he was here for the act of contrition to the same hotel that he stayed in, except they upgraded it. Right, Joe?
I thought that was the wildest thing. And I got there and I thought, this looks awfully familiar, but I don't remember this hotel. But that was
weird.
That was perfect, you know. But,
it really was.
And just if I could just give a shout out to Cincinnati. I mean, it really is the Queen City. That's one of the greatest cities in all of America. I love it. I love being there. I love working there. And I feel very, very sad when I have to leave.
I know. And he was sick the last time. So all we got to do was have a cup of coffee together.
I didn't even make it down to my hometown of Dayton.
No, he didn't. He was really sick. And so anyhow, go ahead.
But Beth, listen, I want to wish you all the best and congratulations with your work
and
golly, I think you realize this and I didn't realize it until I'd gotten older, but the best and the sweetest thing to do in life is to give.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
For the heart and for the spirit. And the only way that you really get anything in life is in giving. And I think that's a lesson that the people live their whole lives and never understand.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, we do a lot of ministry work to the Cincinnati homeless. Catherine
mm-hmm.
actually brought a whole boatload of cookies for us to take down to them. I mean, and I tell you, I cannot tell you how fulfilling it is to give back to the community for the people that are less fortunate that don't really have the Christmas that we have. So, and I mean, I can't think of any gift that I would want but to give.
That's
what Jesus did. You know, we're just following the example of him. And in the world of selfies and all of that, I just believe that this generation coming up needs to learn how to sacrifice a little bit. I think that's why a lot of them are not satisfied.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you 100%. It's become a very society. And, and the negativity and, you know, it's a shame to see because there's more material out there. There's more money and more things than there have ever been. But the population is destitute in spirit. And it's a shame to see it because a lot of these kids now and adults also for that matter, I mean, they're just very hollow and very shallow. And they still keep believing that, you know, the more toys that they get, the happier they'll be. But
doesn't work.
You know, and it's sad to see it. It's sad to see it. But, you're out there and you're doing your thing, Beth. And you too, Catherine. And speaking of Bill, just to give a Merry Christmas shout out for the man behind the lady. He's a terrific, terrific guy, your husband, Bill. And also one of my best friends like yourself, Catherine.
Right.
So please give him my best, will you?
I will too. And you have a very, very Merry Christmas. And give Constance a big hug and all your kids and tell them that we'll be seeing them very shortly.
All right. We miss you out here, Catherine. And Merry Christmas to you folks and all of Cincinnati. And thank you for including me in on your Christmas show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great day.
And God bless, man.
And God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these messages.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Magic Mind is the energy drink that will get you thinking.
Magic Mind contains Zembrum, and evidence supports the use of Zembrum for multiple benefits, including cognitive function, focus, improved mood, and reduced stress. Magic Mind is a focus-enhancing beverage developed with a unique selection of the South American plant Solidium. This natural plant extract, combined with our proprietary blend of ingredients, is designed to improve cognitive function, stress reduction, and mood enhancement, providing confidence and focus. Get Magic Mind and get energized for life. Get Magic Mind today by visiting www.magicnutrition.com. That's Magic Mind at www.magicnutrition.com. There is something ominous on the horizon which will affect the whole world. In the recently published book, Brotherhood of the Red Nile, author Dan Perkins takes you on an oh-my-gosh ride that will take your breath away, because you'll swear it isn't true while you hope and pray it never happens. But know in your heart, it might be happening now. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile is book one in this incredible trilogy that's been pulled from the headlines while being explored by the author. Can it be true? Free some time on your schedule, because once you begin reading, you won't be able to put it down. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile is available at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com. Read a teaser at DanPerkins at Sanibel.com. Author Dan Perkins is a noted author, speaker, and registered investment advisor with more than 40 years' experience in the business world. He's available for speaking engagements as well. To contact him or to find out more about his fantastic new book, go to DanPerkins at SANIBEL.com.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Today is our Christmas show, because we're right before Christmas, and so we've been calling friends all over, and we've got two guys that are calling in. Now we've got a second call coming in, and we have Dan Perkins, I think, maybe, or we have Alan, but somebody else just called. I don't know who that was. Oh, well. I think we have, with Beth Stewart, we have Alan Schwarzwalder, who is not only our racing expert, but it's him calling. Dan's calling. So we'll just wait a second. Hello, Alan.
I'm here, Catherine.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you, sweetheart?
We are fine. Dan Perkins, we're going to call you right back. Just a second. Okay? All right.
Okay.
All right. So we wanted to call and wish you a very Merry Christmas and introduce you to Beth Stewart. And I know you're going to be heading down south, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that cool?
I would like that.
Well, not only is he a wonderful business guy, and we missed you at our Christmas party, by the way.
But
we're going to do Valentine's, and I want to invite Beth Stewart to come.
Oh, great.
And yes. And so we just wanted to wish you and Mary Lee a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Well, thank you,
she runs the Warren County Humane Association, Beth. And Beth is a minister here on our station, and she's written the book Dreams Never Expire. So your racing career is a new dream, isn't it, Alan?
It sounds like it.
Perfectly.
It does.
I love it.
It does.
They do not. Who would have thought that I'd be restarting my racing career at 71? Somewhere around 71 or 72. I really don't know how old I am, but I'm having a big time.
Oh, that story would fit perfect in my book.
That sure would. Well, she's written a second book. I think Dan Perkins is on the air. Are you there, Dan?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Dan.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
Well, I want you to share with Alan and Beth Stewart. Beth is a minister on our station. She's on both stations. And she's just written the book, Dreams Never Expire. What do you think about that, Mr. Perkins?
I think that's a great title.
Well, you know, Dan's coming down for 2 hours to do a TV show on Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Would you really tell all of them what's happened with Songs and Stories for Soldiers? We only have how many minutes, Ruth? Oh, we have 8 minutes. Go ahead. Right on. Go for
Can
it.
Can you name that tune in less than 8 minutes?
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
I did a presentation, Catherine, in Dallas, and they said, you got 2 minutes and 38 seconds. And I did it in 2 minutes and 48 seconds, so it was only 10 seconds over.
That's all right.
Songs and Stories is for soldiers is an inspiration directly from the Lord. As a result of my work in writing the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, the Lord actually gave me the name of the organization, which is Songs and Stories for Soldiers. And what's wonderful about it is that our name defines what it is we do. We have created at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us a website that is available to veterans in the VA hospital system that has for them to be able to download for free a selection from 2 million songs, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio shows as an opener.
Awesome.
Wow. In addition, we give to, as we get money, we give to the soldiers in the hospitals an MP3 package for free that allows them to download from the website and build a library on their MP3 player. The MP3 package has 8 gigabytes of storage, so they can store 3 full-length novels and over 100 songs. And we have a singular mission at Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Our mission is that the dark time, the hours from sundown to sunup, are the times when PTSD and anger and fear and frustration and anxiety and all of those things come out, because it's dark, they feel alone, and there are no mental health resources available to the soldiers during the night. So if we can get a soldier, and this comes to our mission, we get a soldier to plug in the earphones and push the play button on the MP3 player, we can get them to dawn. We can get them safely to dawn. We can get them through the night.
Wow.
And that's all we're about.
That's
so
awesome.
So we have all this information available to the soldiers for free. The package is for free. And by the end of this month, we will have passed out over 1,000 MP3 players to soldiers in hospitals in Cleveland and Cincinnati and Dallas, Texas. And obviously, a drop in the bucket with 6.8 million men and women in the hospitals. So we're brand new, and we're excited about the opportunity. We're talking to many nonprofit organizations who are interested in sponsoring military service organizations that are working with us. And the idea that we're taking on the responsibility of trying to help the soldiers at a time when the resources of the VA are almost non-existent. So Songs and Stories, one mission, get the soldier through the night.
And how much is it to sponsor one soldier?
$10.
Oh, we can
one-time
all do
payment,
that.
$10.
Right.
Wow.
You need to have him on your show, both Alan and Mr. Dan Perkins. I'll tell you, Dan got the mission, got the call. It happened when he was driving in a rainstorm, and he pulled over, and it was like was a thunderbolt of lightning coming down into him. And he called me from the car, and he said, "I have an idea. God gave it to me. Talk to me about it."
Yep. Wow. I call it my Saul Paul moment.
Yeah, Saul Paul moment.
I have those.
He was knocked off
those?
The horse. Well, I was knocked off my horse, and the Lord spoke to me about what I need to do. And it's been an incredible opportunity to serve people who have served us. There's another section on the website that's under development at the moment, and that is we're asking authors to give us some of their new work.
You should give them Dreams Never Expire. She's got a book right here. She's got Dreams Never Expire by Beth Stewart, and it's she can do this. You can do this,
yeah,
girl.
Give
you
me
can
the
do it.
Website.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. We're doing performing arts, and then the other thing that we're doing, which I think is exciting, is it called My Story, where we're starting to interview veterans in the hospitals to collect the oral history of the American soldier from the Second World War to Pakistan and to Afghanistan, and hopefully we're working with some other libraries that are collecting. We can build the largest online library of the American soldier. And
okay, so Alan. Alan,
yes, ma'am.
We want your story, buddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Dan,
so
I got to tell you, you're an inspiration, my friend. As a Navy combat veteran, you are an inspiration to me.
Well, I'm not Navy. I'm an Army veteran.
I know. I heard Army 23 times. I didn't count them.
Well, I want you all to give your websites out, because guess what? We're running out of time, and I don't want the station to cut me off. So, Dan Perkins, please give your website first.
The website for the Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us is that my personal website for my books is Dan Perkins, the word at @atsanibel, SANIBEL.com.
All right. And Alan?
Yes, ma'am. CorporateMarketing.com. Al at CorporateMarketing.com is my company. And I really appreciate being on, Catherine. And to your guests and you and everybody listening, a very Merry Christmas and happy and safe New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
Same to you. And Beth, what's yours?
Mine is simple, it's BethStewartMinistries, all one word, .com. You can learn all about our programs and what we're doing as well.
Right. And then mine is letsjusttalkradio.com. And Dan will be in town to do a TV show,
good,
a couple of hours only, but he will be in town the 28th. I can't wait. Maybe Alan's going to be gone, probably.
I'm going to be coming down by you, Dan. Let's do some, let's get together and have a cup of coffee when I'm down in Bonita.
Okay, well, I will be in Sanibel right after the first of January, so.
Okay.
Catherine can give you my phone number. I'd love to meet you.
We have 30 seconds. We have 30 seconds left, and I want to say a very, very Merry Christmas to all of you, to all my sponsors, and thank you for all my sponsors, including Dan Perkins, and thank you all for such a beautiful, beautiful holiday. You go to our website at www.letsjusttalkradio.com. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk featuring Catherine Riker, brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturel, Bagwell Syllable Bag Holder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Ogham, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.